Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salosh and Shar HaTevuna, Perek Aleph, Shem, the 129 we're discussing. What is the possibility of the Havamina to understand that a person should not be speaking? Of course, we were created to speak words of Torah. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim is talking about over here. How timely this is that we're learning Shmir Salosh during the 3 weeks when we know the Chavetz Chaim has told us, it's very famous, from the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, that the reason, the primary reason, I should say, not the only reason, for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash is because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam, another way of saying that, is hating other Jews. That's what it is. They translate it as baseless hatred. There's no reason for the hatred. Even if there is a reason, officially, it's all from Hashem. When I say officially, it is. We just have to understand that. And therefore, we should not be hating other Jews, even if they do something that's wrong to us. We still shouldn't hate them. It's Madreika. We have to work on ourselves. So now we continue with the Chavetz Chaim here in Shmir Salashin, where he tells us that a person should not be speaking dibur asurim. When we say that a person shouldn't speak, the Gemara tells us, make yourself like a mute. That doesn't mean to make yourself like a mute when it comes to talking in Torah. And he tells us there are two different ways a person can learn. A person can learn by himself, and a person can learn in a group setting. And the truth is, each one has a mailon, each one has a chisaron. Learning in a group setting with other chavrusas and a chabura has the mailon, the benefit that there's a greater chance you'll have a clarity in your learning. You'll understand the topic better because maybe you said something incorrectly. Your chavrusa will help you. You want to and clarify the point, or you want to speak to other people about it. They'll clarify the point. You'll understand it better. On the other hand, there's a possibility of bittul Torah. There's a possibility you speak dibur masurim. You have more people to speak to now. So there's everything in life has a positive and negative component to it. Person learns by himself. He's not going to be speaking to himself. Lashon hara, that doesn't exist. But on the other hand, there's a concern as he brings a pasuk, Cheruv al Abadim. There's a sword against those who learn alone. There's a negative connotation discussed by a person who only learns alone. And I'm not talking here about a person who does chazara by himself, but a person who's only learning by himself. He doesn't care to speak to other people learning. Most probably he'll make mistakes. How does he know he's learning correctly? And what the pasuk means that there's a sword against the enemies of Torah scholars. It's a euphemistic way of saying they themselves, the Talmidei Chachamim, who are learning Torah alone, and perhaps they're making mistakes, and to some degree they're too haughty to feel they have to learn with other people. There's a yitzhar when it comes to everything. Therefore, it says the Chavetz Chaim in Cain, "Lefi zeh ha'adam ha'shalem hu b'mayla ha'gadoil." The person who is a complete person, he's b'mayla ha'gadoil. She tzarich lisnayig b'shnei ha'fachim. He has to be noyeg in this world. He has to accustom himself with the two opposites. What does this mean? B'nyani ha'olam ki'ilayim v'leidab. Afil b'mutter. When it comes to aspects of this world, he should make himself like a mute. He should not be speaking. Even in that which is permissible. Unless it's of important matters, he has to speak, let him speak. Now, we have to take this with the proper understanding. You know, you go home, if you come home and your mother says to you, how was your day? You don't ignore your mother. Rabbi Greenspan said, you're learning Shmir Salosh, I'm not going to even speak to you about those things I'm allowed to talk about. That's Meshuggah. That's Meshuggah. That's how you talk to people, especially your mother, father, brother, sister, friends. You have to be normal. The first step of Yiddishkeit is be normal. But the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, let's bend the rule of our speech that even when there's a situation of when I'm permitted to speak about mundane things, ask yourself, do I really have to say something? Do I really have to speak now? And we'll find numerous times, usually we don't have to. Think about it. Many times, do we have to really say something? And then we say something, and then the other person doesn't like what we said. It's more about little children. I see sometimes by my little children at home. This one says one thing, Another one says something back. It's like children. Narishkeit. That's what children do. But you know what? Believe it or not, you have adults doing the same thing. Adults doing the same thing. They're acting like children. Behaving like children. Talking like children. And then when it comes to Torah, you know, they said by the Chavetz Chaim, he was always talking. The Chavetz Chaim was not a quiet person. People think, oh, the Chavetz Chaim, he never spoke. That's incorrect. He was always talking and learning. Always talking and learning. And then the Chavetz Chaim, when he didn't have an opportunity to talk and learning, because let's say the time he was on the train and people were not holding and learning, so he led the conversation. He made sure to direct the conversation. And he spoke about horses. He spoke about horses the whole entire train ride. And he led the conversation. Because he knew that if he's with people who are not learning in learning as part of their life, so it's gonna come to eventual lashon hara. That's general rule. So what did he do? He spoke about how do you tell the healthy horses with the teeth and the breed and the speed of the horse and the strength of the horse, right? I mean, we're talking in the early 1900s, so they're not talking about the cars all the time, right? The Buick and the Chevy and the Mercedes and the Lexus, right? They're not talking about all those cars. Stop by the horses. It's very important to be a chacham reis anoilad. You can go to a place, and they're not going to be holding and learning, or they're not going to be people who are primarily focused in ruchnius and growth and spirituality. So be a chacham reis anoilad, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Look into the scenario before. Prepare yourself. Say the lederach. Just like you go on a trip, you take some food. So too, make sure you have what to say when you go there. You have some good stories to share with people. You won't believe what I just read about that individual. Wow, what a bal tzedakah. What a bal chesed. What unbelievable he differs from someone else. Have the story ready if you know you're going to such a place like this. And he concludes, he says over here, he concludes Perek Aleph, that when it comes to people who do speak Lashon Hara, judge them favorably, that they don't realize the severity. They don't realize the severity, because what can happen is like this. I learned Shmir Saloshin. I listened to Raya Greenspan Shir. Those people, you know, I mean, how many times I tried to get to join the group? You know, people, the Yitzhahara can attack the person, and people can say that. And they look down at other people. Now, looking down at other people now makes me look as if it's about Gaiva now. I'm the arrogant person now. As opposed to being the tzaddik, the Yitzhahara still fights us. You're learning Shmir Saloshin. I want to tell you something. Besides the people listening to the recordings and people in person, you know who else is listening? The Yetzirah is here. He's listening also. And he's thinking, oh, that's a nice share. It's a good share. Yeah. Okay, let me see. How can I still attack them? How can I still get my way into that person? You better believe the Yetzirah is here also, because he has to know how to attack us still. He got to do his job. That's his job. So let's realize, when we're learning Shmiras HaLashon, and we see people, unfortunately, speaking Lashon Hara, look at them and that they don't realize the severity of what they're doing. I told somebody today, he's making jokes in the shul. So I said, you know what we learned recently about lightheaded behavior in the shul? So he says, yeah, like the Gemara says, you know, that people who make jokes and make people happy, they go to Olam Haba. I said, you know what? There's a time and place for everything. I said, actually, it says something different in the Mishnah Berurah. That a person who has light-headed behavior in a shul, in a base knesses, unfortunately, those shuls can be houses and worse turned to worship of avodah zarah, of idolatry. The shul that was once used to learn Torah, to daven to Hashem, can chas v'shalom turn into a makom avodah zarah. We have to look at people who don't know better. Yes, they have to learn. They join. Let them join the group. But if they didn't, judge them favorably that they don't realize the severity of this issue. And so Hashem will continue next time in Perek Beis for further topic on this discussion of Ma Umnasa Shel Adam Ba'ilam Hazeh. What is a person's job here in this world? Ya'asa Atzma Ki'ilim, make yourself like a mute.